Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
If one thing goes wrong in my life, I'll become like a Christian.
No, same. Like, yeah, I'm gonna go to ashwagandha.
Yeah,
not me.
Have you ever been baptized?
Puritan. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to think about that.
As a child, or were you like baptized as like
as a baby?
As a baby, yeah.
Like Tamara Judge baptized or baby baptized?
We had random like phases of, I don't want to say phases of religion, but like my mom is kind of crazy, and we like were randomly Christian for 3 years, and we'd go to church like every single week, but it was like she didn't even want to be there, and we'd stay in, like, I used to call it Jesus bread, like the communion.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We'd stay it until that bread. And she'd be like, we're leaving, like, I don't want to be here. I'm like, you brought us.
What
and
age she, were like, you at that point?
12 to 14.
Oh, okay. That's wow. So funny.
Yeah,
like they would.
This is an era, you know.
Just like what's your Mormonism?
Like, and then we were Buddhist for fun.
Ooh, oh my god, see, that's what I could get down with. It's very chill.
I,
as far as
she
I know,
she doesn't
anyway.
Do it right though. She just goes to TJ Maxx and like sees like
a Buddha head,
and then is like, "That's what
no,
we're
that's
doing."
Me too,
and
I'm like, Buddhist. Okay. I think I'd get along with your mom.
Yeah,
like we're
she's
very
really
alike.
Insane.
Well, anyways, welcome back to Good Influence. How does Mike say it? I don't even know how he says it.
I say, "What's good, everybody?" Yeah, welcome back to Good Influences.
We listened to the people. Mike is done.
Yeah.
He's
we
kicked
here.
Him off.
Cut him off.
Yeah. Now we replaced him with an amazing, special, beautiful
angel,
Emmy.
I'm so
Hartman.
Scared.
Do you want me to say her last name?
Yeah, you can.
How does podcasting work? She's so funny. She's on TikTok. She's an incredible artist. The first time I heard you sing, I swear I was like, okay, so this girl can do like literally fucking everything, and I'm so annoyed.
Oh, I've been watching your lives where you're just like singing by yourself. Oh, that you when you sang Funeral by Phoebe Bridgers. Unbelievable.
Thank you so much.
It was you're incredible.
Thank you.
And your EP is awesome.
Thank you.
Is it Mouthful or it's Mouthful.
Mouthful.
Yeah. Yes. And then was it Stupid Big Teeth was like your first like intro big hit?
Well, yes.
Well, yes.
Stupid Big Teeth.
Yeah,
is...
that was from like a video, right?
What do you mean?
I thought it was like inspo from a video where you were crying or something.
Oh,
unless that was just like in the video. I don't know.
It's just like some of the lyrics relate to something else and blah, blah, blah.
It's probably like all.
That's
music.
My little Glee song. That's
your what?
My Glee.
Love
like,
Glee.
That's my Happy Little Pill Choice of On, like, silly song.
Yeah.
No, I love Happy Little Pill, let me say that. But that's my, like, oh, that's my song. That's one of those. But I love her.
I feel like everyone has that. I know, like, Ariana Grande hates Problem.
Why?
That's an amazing song.
Like, she's
song.
Like, I have to say...
It's the only song of hers I like.
Wait,
no!
Is that the...
Well,
I did one back, yeah. Which out.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's actually pretty annoying.
No, I love it.
Iggy Azalea, isn't it? Like, are you kidding?
Where did Iggy Azalea go?
I don't know.
Where is she?
Isn't middle
she...
Miami
oh, no,
again?
That's Amber.
Did she go back?
People went too hard on her.
Iggy?
Yeah, I feel like she became like the butt of a joke for like a long time.
Sure.
She was
for
very
what?
Memeable for her, you know, when she was like doing her little freestyle or not freestyle,
oh,
but
yeah.
She was like rapping at like a festival and she's like, a boop, a pop, a boop, boop, boop,
yeah.
Boop, boop. And everyone's
oh,
like,
no.
What's she saying? And then we scared her off.
Well,
that's okay.
We did scare
but
her
come
off.
Come back, Iggy.
But like, it is kind of strange. I'm like, you're from Australia. Isn't she from Australia?
Yeah, she's from Australia and then 16. In the middle of Miami.
Yeah.
No money, no family.
16 in the middle of Miami.
And I think she lived in Houston for a bit.
Oh.
You know a lot about
yeah, that's.
I know
serious.
The lore.
He knows too much. Well, okay, so we're doing an episode about laws we would like to change if we could, or I don't know.
Or things that,
silly.
Yeah, just should be illegal, or.
Should be legal. I wanted to bring this up because this is so fascinating to me. Kind of has to do with the law.
I'm scared.
So Emmy posted a TikTok, it was like months ago, realizing, okay, can you like kind of explain it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say the name of the company because I think they're mad at me. I'm sorry, guys.
Do you want me to say it?
No.
Yeah, Aaron will say
I'm
it.
So scared.
The redacted drink.
I got sent a drink and I love a drink. And if it says I'm going to be chill and relaxed, I am going to drink it. And I still, sorry, I am a hypocrite. Was that a hypocrite? I don't read what's in what I consume. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Does like anyone? I literally
if
just
it looks
brought a
cute,
drink.
Yeah. She's mine.
And it
yeah.
said happy and like have a fun time. And looking back, there is a warning label on it. But I'm like calling all of my friends because I'm like, this drink is so fun. And I'm like drinking it and doing my taxes. And like I'm having fun. I'm serious. I was like, I just gotta drink one of these and then my taxes are done so fast and I enjoy it. And I'm like telling everyone about it. And I call my one friend that works at like one of those weird like Delta 9 shops in North Carolina. Yeah. And I'm like, Jake, you gotta get this. And he's like, I mean, what does that say? And it was like Kratom. And I'm like, Kratom.
Oh, went, Kratom.
Yeah, that was, I think, well, this is also so controversial, I guess, because the comments are so mad at me. Because it's like half the people are like, this is life-changing shit. And the other half are like, I'm addicted to Kratom and it got me addicted to heroin.
No,
and I'm like,
yeah, oh. I've heard the
I feel
same
like
thing.
I've only seen the I'm addicted to heroin now.
Yeah.
It's like a gateway drug or drink into it.
Because
it's
you start building a tolerance to it and you don't even realize that that's what you're taking.
Is it kava? It's Kratom.
It has kava in it too.
Okay.
But kava's completely different.
Okay.
Kratom is like a fake Adderall, right? Is that what
or an opiate or like a Xanax thing. Or a bar or barbiturate?
The only thing I'm medicated for is ADHD, and I take Adderall, which I don't enjoy, but like it like helps me do things. Yeah. And the drink was helping me do things.
Okay, so yeah.
And I'm like, wait, is this like a hack? And everyone in the comments was like, yeah, I have ADHD, and like I drink it. And then other people were like, yeah, I do too. Don't fucking drink it. So I'm not telling anyone to drink the fucking drink or to not drink the drink.
How many were you having?
One.
One a day.
She's like,
you
nine.
Were doing two a day.
I couldn't stop.
It was just one, but you were having one every day for
an extended period of time because they gave me a whole case.
So did you have like withdrawal?
No.
Oh, I was like, when I saw your video, I was like, I'm wondering if she's like gonna be like sweating and like going crazy after or what?
Well, okay, I'm very unaware of what's happening in my body most of the time. And I don't take my Adderall every day because I hate doing it, but same. My psychiatrist was like, you should try to take it every day, like just for this period of time and like see how it helps you and blah blah blah. And I did for like a month and I'm like, I don't want to do this. So I stopped like out of nowhere, and like for a few days I'm like sweating so bad, I have horrible headaches, and I'm like, I feel like shit. And then my partner was like, do you think it's because you like stopped, like maybe it's your body withdrawing? And I was like, oh, like I thought I just had a flu. So I'm unaware of a lot of things
happening.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Yeah, so it could have happened.
Adderall's like a methamphenamine basically, right?
Pretty much. It's it's an amphetamine. Yeah,
yeah. I follow this girl. I'm like very into like cringe TikTok. Like I love like weird people and like any documentary, any show, any TikTok pages that are just weird people. But she has definitely been like abusing her Adderall for a long time, and her teeth are rotting as if she does meth. Like it's crazy. I mean, maybe she's doing other stuff on the side, but like she definitely abuses her Adderall like hardcore, and her teeth are just rotten. I'm like,
oh my god.
Can you tell when someone's like on Adderall, like especially like at night partying, like socially?
I don't notice anything.
It's like
I just
some people
that
like talk to me like, dude, that's so crazy, and like they're not opening up their mouth fully, or you can tell like that their bottom jaw is like not as severe as it is when like you're on MDMA or like Molly or ecstasy, but like you can tell when someone has like popped some.
I feel like I just always assume it's cocaine.
Oh, it's yeah. I think I can tell Adderall because it's been going on all night. Cocaine, I guess, like a little.
They're
bit.
Just blowing lines.
Okay, I've never done cocaine.
Oh, you're missing out. Oh my gosh, you haven't.
Shut up. If you do it at like 10 p.m., does it make you stay up like all night?
Kratom.
No, Coke.
Coke.
Or does it like go
it
away really
fast? It won't make you stay up all night, but like all the drinks you have been drinking and like how intoxicated you feel instantly sober.
Oh, so,
your body
feel sober after a night out.
You feel just so on top of it. Like your state of drunkenness. You are still drunk completely, and you are still walking like you're drunk.
Oh, but
talking like you're drunk, but you don't have this feeling where it's like, I should probably slow my roll.
Damn.
So then drinks sound even more better. I wouldn't know.
More better. Well, I think those should be
our heyday.
Our salad days.
I was gonna say, I feel like the drinks that she's talking about, or just like there's Zaza, it's like gas station heroin. There's like a whole TikTok page I follow this
Zaza.
Guy. It's called Zaza, and like people literally do that over opiates sometimes because they're like it's way easier to get.
Oh my god,
back to my point of the Kratom.
Yeah,
no, literally I'm like those things should be illegal.
They sell little tiny ones. I always see signs for that.
I saw a girl on TikTok like totally normal, and she was like, I fully was addicted. I was drinking like 10 of the bottles a day, had to like hide it from my husband, my mom,
dude.
And then she was like, I literally was like an addict.
Jesus. Well, I'll have to, you'll have to tell us after the brand, because I found a subreddit of a specific drink that was like doing kind of what you're explaining, but I don't know if it's the same one. And it was basically an AA meeting for all the people that have been drinking this drink. Like, some people were on Suboxone because they couldn't stop drinking this drink. And then when I was reading that, I was like, oh, that means okay.
Oh my God, no, like, I'm oh so my chill. God. They yeah. like duetted the video too after I made that, and I felt so bad. And they were like, well, here's why it's fine to take. And then I didn't want to piss everyone off, so then I duetted it. I was like, wait, guys, it's fine. And then all the comments were like, no, it's not. And then everyone's just fighting. And then I finally made a video, and I was like, I don't know if it's good or bad, and you figure it out. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not reading about it, and I'm not doing it, but you can. Like,
that is so funny. That is a thing that gets so frustrating when you're on the internet, is people will take anything you say and be like, why did you say this? Like, or like, guys, you're wrong. Or
who is it benefiting, I guess?
You know how there's sometimes they will say, like, there's been a big lawsuit happening, and if you have purchased the product, you can join to be part of the lawsuit and get...
TJ does that all the time.
Okay, so TJ does it. I have never done it. And there's times where, like, you see a big recall, and you're like, I think I may have bought a
every
can of tuna.
Every time you see,
like,
something, yeah.
Okay.
But so you're getting, like,
does like
he
10
keep
cents.
All of his receipts, like...
A lot of it's like Apple, like weird like tech stuff.
Oh, okay. So more
yeah.
bigger purchases that you
but
definitely
he just
have
did one
of.
Recently. He's like, oh, I like submitted for that recall, and
how much money did
like
he get?
$30. It's like, because there's so many fucking
like
people.
So small,
yeah.
I remember there's like a TikTok one. I was like, oh, cool, and I did it, and it was like, here's $4.
$30.
Hell
like
yeah.
Chipotle.
Free money.
Do you get taxed on the...
I don't know.
I don't think you get taxed on $30. I think it has to be like $300 or more or something like that.
$600?
Huh?
$600 maybe?
$1,200?
Maybe.
$2,000? I don't know. Well,
I have to pay taxes on a slot machine one that win right. that I just
you
had.
Did?
Yeah, I won $1,842 at a
so
slot
annoying.
Machine.
Illegal.
And the
should
attendant
be illegal.
Had to come out.
Yeah, give it to me in cash.
And then they
yeah.
gave me like a little tax. I don't know. It's not a 1099, but like a tax form. And now I have to like give that
to
my accountant.
No, that should be illegal because
that's
you won
stupid.
That fair and square.
Right. And then I.
And by chance.
Spent so, then I gamble with the money that I won and I like lose that.
That's
so
how
now
they get
I don't
you.
Have that money.
This is why people who win the lottery go broke.
Also, like people in game shows where they're like, okay, you're going to win like all of these, this grill, all of this shit. But then like you have to pay all of this money. And it's like, okay, so I didn't win anything.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
You're making me pay for all of it.
Have you ever won a contest?
Oh, yeah.
Like won like a sweepstakes or a
it's
DJ?
It's always been like a for a meet and greet or a concert or
okay.
something like that.
Nice.
Nice.
Fifth Harmony.
Fifth Harmony.
Well, yes.
We ain't got to go to work.
What'd you say?
We ain't got to go to work.
Literally.
Work.
It was a meet and greet for them, and it was
fun.
The best day ever.
How are you feeling about Camila Cabello?
I think we should all be mad at Shawn Mendes.
Well, I agree.
Because girl power. I also think I don't care very much about straight people.
T.
Because, like, I try to get invested in that drama on TikTok of the redhead girl.
She has a name.
Stop, that's my favorite album.
It's coming. Really, did you hear? Really, it's an Easter egg.
Was it? Oh, the redhead girl.
Sophia.
Is that her name?
Yes.
I tried getting involved, and it's just like, I don't care.
Oh, is this the Sophia and Haley? Hallie drama?
Yeah.
Basically,
with the boyfriend.
Hallie broke up with her longtime boyfriend, hung out with
he
the girl.
He broke up with her.
He broke up with her. She was devastated. Partied all night with like a group of friends, and Sophia was one of them, the redhead girl, and was like being like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for your heartbreak, blah, 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 blah. And then 24 hours like later, she went on a date with the girl's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah,
am I
yeah.
following that right?
Uh-huh. Correct.
Okay,
me saying I don't care, and now I'm like, wait, what?
Like, I care so much.
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are involved?
Oh, you don't know that? Well, so
no, they're different.
Them. Yeah.
Because
okay.
Sabrina Carpenter just put out an album, and it's basically like calling Camila like, hey, you're
well,
a little
one
nutty.
Of the songs was a, like, what's the word? Response to one of Camila's songs about her. So it's like drama. But like, guys... Who started it all? Shawn.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole thing is with Hallie and Sophia. It's like, your boyfriend's the villain.
Yeah.
And now that girl is back with her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, they've been together
now
for a
now I might
minute.
Be invested after this,
yeah.
actually, so I lied.
And you gotta
Sophia's
find...
doing an amazing job being a villain.
Oh, she's
and
doing
I'm really
so
here
good.
For it. She's milking it now.
She
like,
is.
You can tell that it's just like, oh, I'm just gaining views from this.
The
and
I'm
I don't
sorry,
even care.
That collar video.
No, I
sorry,
guessed.
I cracked up.
No, they've gotten
bad.
Like. Honestly, better that one I was like, ooh, I don't know anymore, but now I'm like, this isn't even real.
Oh yeah,
she's just saying whatever the fuck.
Yeah, she just
Rihanna Chicken Fry got involved. She made like a couple videos like shitting on Sophia, and then Sophia was just like doing her makeup, and she's always so chill and like uses this weird monotone voice, like, "Oh, didn't know he was wearing a collar," like that kind of voice.
And she said like, "And you're dating Luke?" Like, well, yeah. Bryan.
But so then yeah. on Rihanna Chicken Fry's, like, she was responding. She was like, "Shouldn't you be like on tour with Luke Bryan?" She's like, "Okay, obviously she knows his name is Zach. She's just doing it." Because she knows that it's going to piss people off.
She's kind of giving Gossip Girl and I'm kind of living for it.
You know, Elijah Daniel made a video and he was like, this is literally like an episode of Gossip Girl.
I would never want to have to like interact or be involved, but no. I love to watch it.
100%
same. Oh, that's me too. Yeah. Yeah. I don't like drama and confrontation, but I love to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I love to give commentary on it.
When it gets to a point where it's like, this is silly now, like...
Were they both, like, influencers before?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think how they know each other. They weren't, like, close friends at all.
And then they all went to high school with Alex Earl?
No, just Sophia went to high school with Alex
Earl. Sophia went to high school with Alex Earl. I was like, what is this school? Or, okay, I was like, this is crazy. I can't imagine, like, all my high school friends were creators and then, like,
I know, that's into bizarre. Drama with each
other. Influencer school is crazy.
Oh, that's scary.
They used to have, oh my God, back in our day, like our Vine days, people could sign up to go to the YouTube, what was it called?
Yeah, it was like a YouTube Academy.
YouTube space. And it's a building in like Culver City, and basically they would have classes and people to learn how to like edit. I don't really know, but they basically had to like make a final video, and it's just like kind of embarrassing to think about this point.
If I were 15.
Huh?
If I were 15, I would have ate that up.
Yeah. Of course, I know. But it's just like, I feel like you just can't teach someone like, you know?
Absolutely not.
Like, you can't teach someone to like be on camera.
Yeah.
Because you're going to feel awkward or not.
Like, I think you can. Isn't that like the whole point of like going to like journalism school? And then you like figure out what you like.
Yeah, I guess I just mean in like a more influencer way.
Yeah,
being a personality on camera.
Like my boyfriend can't do it. He's like, he's just so shy. Like if I come up, he's like, I don't know what to say. I'm like, how do you not know what to say? La la.
Okay, back to things that we think like should be illegal.
Oh yes.
Or laws.
Laws that should be changed. It's more silly, but I think if you park in a handicapped spot and you are not handicapped, you should get your license revoked for an unknown amount of time. Like, you get your license revoked and you don't know when you're getting it back. Could be a month, could be 6 years.
I think you would be the most chaotic person in charge.
I know.
That's the strangest law.
Well, it's, for me, it's just like silly.
Well, yeah.
Well, then do you think every establishment should have like a monitor looking at all the handicapped spots to be just like, hey. Are you really disabled?
Yeah, like Cartnark. You know Cartnark? I'm sure there's many people who would do the same thing for.
The TikTok account?
Yeah. Did you know?
I was on Cartnarks.
I think I literally found it from that video.
It was a dream come true. Because I'm a massive fan of
Was Cartnarks. It at Lassen's?
It was at Ralph's over on Beverly. And, yeah, I was not parked in the parking lot. I was parked on the street walking through the parking lot. And I saw that man out in the parking lot busting people. And
that's
I couldn't
iconic.
Believe it. It was a dream come true. I wish I got more involved, though.
Yeah, that's you started attacking people, too. You're like...
What?
You start attacking people, too.
Yeah,
How dare you, man?
I was trying to harass the guy. I'm like, just move your cart back. It's the easiest thing to do. And the guy's like, hold on. Let's not get hostile here.
Holy shit.
I was like, okay. But yeah, that goes to show if you're a good person or not, if you return to your cart and if you do not.
I agree.
You think it's unethical, then... Say your aunt is handicapped. She has a handicapped license plate, but she lets you take the car.
No, don't do that.
Oh, so don't, even though you
just
can,
just because it's
park.
A car. If she's in the car?
No, she's not in the car.
Then no,
but
that's fucked
you
up.
You have the...
You, no, you can't do that.
Then what if... Okay, then what
I
if...
I'll be honest.
All right, I don't know where we left off, you guys. Okay, I don't know where we left off.
Handicapped.
Oh, yes. Okay. But what were we saying?
You said you had a lot to say to Matt's.
Oh, if okay, so I know it's gonna be hard to like. Okay, so if like my mom, for example, had a handicap sign and she was handicapped and I borrowed her car, yes, I would want to park in the spot. I don't think I would though. But I don't think when you okay, you said something about sorry, my mic like went out, so I had a moment where I couldn't speak and it was driving me crazy. Should there be someone out there like making sure you are handicapped? I feel like as long as you have like the credentials in the car, it's fine.
But then that's gonna
I'm president, the credentials are good enough.
But as a monitor of handicapped spots, you have to have some balls to go up to people and go, are you really handicapped?
No, yeah. I know, because some of it is not visible.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would never want to approach anybody and be like.
Then it's like, how would they be able to tell? Like the law?
Well, I think you just need the credentials. Like if you don't have the thing in your window or like a license plate thing, then it's like you can't park here.
My favorite Punk'd episode was when they punked Raven Simone, and they like she parked in a parking lot and she went in to go do something, I don't know, in a studio, and they moved her car and they made it a handicap
zone. That's so funny.
They put her car back, and as she's like walking out, like a bus of handicapped people are like getting off the bus, and she's like, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. And they're like, how could you do this?
I would feel crazy.
Oh yeah.
Like what, my car got stolen in LA, and like literally I was walking around and I thought that I was like, did I not drive it here? Like,
no, it's
you
the
go
most,
nuts.
Yeah, it's the most psychosis you'll ever be when your car
gets
stolen.
I did not park in a handicapped spot.
I would never do that.
Have you ever had a car stolen?
No.
Oh.
That, no.
How many years have you lived in LA? Just curious. Just out of curiosity.
Have you ever had a car stolen?
I haven't, but she
had. Don't you guys have like Teslas or something?
Well, not then.
I had a Toyota Corolla. She was my baby.
Yeah. And it was so crazy because hers was like, it had like a dent in the back. Right, left or right of the back? Whatever. Yeah. There's a specific dent, and like I remember I kept seeing the same damn car everywhere. Yeah. But they all have the same dent, I swear to God. I'm like, y'all backing up into the same spot, and I don't know what it is. But I kept thinking I found Aaron's car. But
and it was
no
never recovered, right?
No, they don't give a shit. I called the cops, and they were like, good luck.
Your car just, like, you never got it back?
No.
Well, I wonder where it is.
I know.
I had literally just like renewed my, I think it was maybe my third year here. I had just had to get a new license that finally like transferred over to California, and I paid like $200 to $500 on like all the new stuff. 2 weeks later it got stolen.
Of course.
I had changed my insurance so that it was only like part coverage, because like if it got stolen then it wouldn't even be worth the cost. But then I was like, oh my god, if like, I had god done it.
Speaking of driving, what I think should be a law, I think when you get to a certain age, you have to take another test.
100%
for your driving ability.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I do think old people should be allowed
to
drive.
Not to old shame, but it's just like,
if you can do it.
Is it old shame or is it just concern?
I think it's it's concern.
It's concern for the well-being of all the other drivers.
Yeah.
Also, what then, age? Like, if they take the test and they like can't drive, like who's? What if they don't got anyone to drive them?
Yeah.
And what if they don't got Uber money?
I know that is
true,
sad.
True.
I guess they just have to endanger everyone.
But you have to be able to like know how to operate the vehicle.
I agree. It's like having like a drunk driver on the road.
I know. No, I saw one of them yesterday, and it was like
an old person.
Yeah, and it was as it was as if a drunk driver. Like everyone on the road was like, "What the hell is this person doing?" Like we were all looking around, like I don't know what's gonna happen. What age do you think you have to be to like take your
retake?
Yeah,
70s. Like, I don't know, you may need to go in for a refresh. Or I think it should just be an online test at first, and if you start failing the online test, then you need to go in and physically
I think it should only be physical.
I think, yeah, I don't think they need online test. ChatGPT exists now. Just throw
true.
It out.
And you
the
think
system.
The people who are 70, like,
maybe.
AI.
Maybe. Good point. No, it's like, we need to make sure they can drive.
Yeah, I feel like that's the most concerning part is like, how are you on the road actually?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what the rules are here.
I don't either,
but
still.
I can drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 70 is a good age.
Well, don't like isn't there a thing with your eyes too, like if they're a certain
probably
thing, like you're not allowed to
I see
a
certain like degeneration,
like hearing, because it's like a safety thing. You can't like hear on the road.
If you can't pass your vision or your hearing test, I mean,
I'm always shocked when I see someone, because I think growing up in like the Midwest, I just like, it was common to know this, but like you could not wear headphones in the car, like it was so illegal. I see so many people wearing like AirPods and stuff, and I'm like, what if you like, I feel like a mom now. I'm like, what if there was an ambulance and you didn't hear it?
Wasn't that a thing here though? Like, didn't you have to have it in or something when you were talking on the phone?
Oh, maybe.
Ooh.
Headphones?
Like a headset.
Yeah,
like instead of talking on the phone, because they could pull you out for using your phone.
Scary.
I don't know.
I feel like I read one.
How much are tampons?
Too much.
Too much money.
Too much. And they have lead in them. And
I know. I tried a cup.
Everything is scary.
Yeah. I tried a cup. It was hard.
Oh, wait. Are you out of your cup phase?
Free bleeding?
Yep.
Free bleeding?
Yeah. And I just don't leave my house because I'm not putting lead up there.
I mean, yeah. That's why.
All tampons have lead?
I don't know.
Apparently, allegedly.
Arsenic.
Tampax pearls have lead.
Oh, yeah.
The best kind.
I don't really know. I get the Rite Aid brand. Do they have?
Probably. Rite Aid has their own brand?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a Kotex Rite Aid brand.
I went and bought those like organic Cora ones.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I watched a video of someone testing it and it has lead.
Yes, so. I saw that too.
I mean, at this
and
point,
it, like,
I'm letting up.
It makes your cramps worse. It makes your period longer. Like, it obviously is not good to
how's,
shove
like,
lead
your
in your
flow
vagina.
With a free bleed.
I mean, like.
Yeah, how's your flow?
It's just like, you know, it's not fun to free bleed.
Yeah.
But like, it's more fun to do that than have fled.
Sure.
But also, like, I eat Red 40 every day. So like, why do I drink and choose? I drink Kratom and eat Red 40, but like, I will not put a tampon in.
How often have you guys ever been like in a pinch where you've had to use like a gas station tampon machine?
Oh,
like,
that's the worst.
Gotta get quarters.
The worst was when I've been abroad, because their tampons don't have the applicator,
so you have to shove it up,
yes,
like a cup.
They don't have an app. Like when I was in France, I was like, sorry, these are your tampons.
Yeah. Okay.
And like, I have like the, I just picked them all off, but like these nails, I'm like,
the coke nail.
Yeah.
So it's literally just like the top part, you just shove it up there.
Yeah, it's just literally just the cotton.
I don't like that.
And that's like a cup. You wouldn't like the cup either. It's blood, sweat, and tears, get nothing.
Well, because I'm also like, with the applicator, it's like, okay, this is the threshold for like when you stop.
Yeah.
With that, I was like,
I don't know.
How far?
You gotta tuck it behind your pubic bone.
Yeah, like how far?
Yeah. That should be a law too. I feel like
free.
Yeah, free women's health.
You should be able yeah. to
not
steal.
Not men's, I'm kidding. You should, yeah, you should be able, if you're stealing tampons, you need them.
Yeah.
I think we all should just start stealing tampons, because who if we cares? All do it, who
yeah.
are
they
gonna
do? Gonna be all like gonna a
shortage.
Together?
There's people who are hoarding yeah. tampons.
Oh, yeah. You gotta like the pandemic all over again, but with tampons.
Were you guys do like, any of that in the pandemic?
No.
If the tampons were loser. Free, where would you like?
Did you?
I got so scared. I was like 20 and I'm like, fuck, I gotta go buy groceries and like stock up. I bought like 80 cans of corn, and then I was like,
okay. I did the same thing. I got to the store and I was like, I got like a couple of cans of soup, and I was like, I don't know.
I know. I'm like, I'll eat corn, I guess. Like, I don't yeah. know. I didn't get toilet paper. I didn't get tampons. I just like literally bought like canned corn and green beans. Ugh. And then I was like, that was dumb.
Yeah, but we didn't know.
Well, yeah.
We didn't know what was coming.
What were you saying?
Nah, it's not that important.
Okay. I do have another chaotic one. I don't really know exactly how I feel about this, but like, if you murder someone, but like you really didn't mean to,
that's manslaughter.
Like, maybe there should be like a different kind. Like, the intention wasn't there. Like,
yeah, that's manslaughter.
But what if someone's really good at lying and they're like, I didn't mean to?
I know.
Involuntary yeah. manslaughter. Give me a situation like, or a circumstance where you're like, it was an accident.
Okay, say, like, I was thinking about this. If I'm driving and the sun is setting and I can't see literally anything, and I like hit someone that's walking across,
I feel like that's involuntary manslaughter.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, I feel like I shouldn't be sentenced though, because it's like, I didn't see him and I can't control the sun.
That
so
happened, I'd get out of my car and kill myself. Yeah.
I'll be like, I think it's the sun's fault. Like, you need to figure out how to fix this.
Figure out how to fix that.
In yeah. a situation like that, I don't think you really need to like
do you go to jail
time.
For that? Yeah.
I think so. You go to jail for that, right?
I don't know.
Caitlyn Jenner didn't.
Right.
Well, she's
and Matthew Broderick
famous.
Didn't.
Oh, maybe
wasn't
there
somebody else who did something in Ireland.
Matthew Broderick.
Oh, it was him. Okay.
Yeah, it's
I remember
wild,
you
yeah.
telling me that.
That's celebs so who specific. Have
they're just so yeah.
What do you do in Ireland?
What? It never happened. Yeah. Matthew Broderick. Love Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Holy shit. Yeah, but like Caitlyn Jenner, that's you wouldn't be doing that. Didn't she just like leave her there? The person.
I actually don't know the context. I just know that
it's
she
tough,
hit someone.
But it's good.
Yeah, she was like on Mulholland or something.
Girls.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to hit her.
If I accidentally killed someone, I actually would find the fastest way to kill myself immediately, because I could yeah. not live
just
with that.
The guilt.
No, I know.
Oh yeah, that's totally what I meant to say.
I would keep my car and drive and go lay under the tire and just like yeah. slowly roll over.
Oh, sad. I'm all like, how do you get out of it? You're like, I would be so sad for myself.
Did you hear in Australia like a woman who like cooked up a dinner for like all of her in-laws and used like poisonous mushrooms?
They
all died.
Oh.
And my God.
She's like, it was an accident. I did not know it was
they were
poisonous
poisoned?
Mushrooms. And some people are like, no, you intentionally poisoned.
But she didn't shit. Die?
What's the right. motive?
Right.
Yeah, she didn't die.
It was her.
She's like a
don't
really
like
good
mushrooms.
Thriller.
Yeah.
It sounds like
that
a good
be
thriller
like
book.
Me. I'd be like, I'm not eating it. I don't like mushrooms. But they love mushrooms.
I have an off-topic question.
Let's sure. hear it.
Do you think that you could accidentally join a cult?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I could.
Oh, wait. Accidentally?
I asked too many questions.
Yeah.
Accidentally meaning like I was really into like this like a club or a group that was passionate about something and I didn't realize I was getting into a cult?
Like or... that? Or like, have you seen the movie Blink Twice?
Not yet.
I just saw
I'm
it,
so
and it's
excited.
Giving like Epstein. But I literally was like, wait, oh. if a rich man asked me to go on his private jet to an island, I'm coming.
Oh no,
yeah,
like
sure.
I'm gonna go. So actually, no, I'm not.
Being, like,
if anyone's watching,
too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
yeah. Scary.
Yeah. Especially being young too. It's just like sure.
Like yeah. everything in that movie that led up to like the bad part, I was like, oh, fuck, I
that could be me.
Said yeah to all that because it was all these girls and they're like, we're going, and I'm like, I want to be a part of it. Like,
did you like it? Was it scary or?
It was graphic, and I hate scary movies. Oh. Okay. And it Zoe, was disturbing to watch, but Zoe, it was good.
Okay. Zoe Kravitz like directed mm-hmm. it too, right?
Oh wait, Channing Tatum just did a really sweet post for her
Channing
about
Tatum
that.
Channing Tatum ate in that.
Did he?
Like, actually, I was like, well, Channing Tatum's in this because I don't really know him like that. But like, I actually think he was perfect for the role he played.
Save the Last. What is it? What movie was he in?
Step Up.
Step Up 3D.
And he was in Coach Carter too.
Oh hell yeah, Channing Tatum. It just came on my page.
Mike.
He said. He posted this pic of him and Zoe, his fiance. He said, this little sweet, she's so tired, bro.
His fiance?
Yeah.
Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
Get with the program.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You haven't seen them hanging out with Taylor Swift? Hello?
No.
They've been dating for, like, years.
Zoe Kravitz?
Yes.
And Channing Tatum?
Yes.
Damn. Good for them. Didn't know that. What a treat.
It's a pretty hot couple.
Like, imagine okay, yeah. Lenny K is just your father-in-law.
Wow.
I know.
That'd
Lenny
be
K.
Wild. Lenny K.
Lenny Kravitz.
I literally don't know who her dad
is. I barely know.
Singer?
Lisa Monet?
Yes.
Okay. And she was with Jason Momoa, but they're
yes,
not together
correct.
Anymore.
Yes.
Got it.
I think that cold calling should be illegal.
Oh, I agree.
I'm so sick of spam calls.
Do you answer them?
Well sometimes.
Sometimes you don't know
why.
No.
If it's on my phone, if it shows up as potential spam, I will not answer it. But sometimes it just has the phone number and the location. I'm like, okay, it could be my doctor. It could be someone calling about,
but
like...
They would leave a message.
My mailbox is full.
Yeah. Why don't you empty it?
Because I'm sentimental.
She okay. has to keep them all.
You're
and
valid.
They really get you now because they figured out how to make, like, yeah. a phone number that, like, looks like
oh,
it's
like
from
your
area code. Or it's almost, like, looks just like your own number. And
yeah.
you're like, maybe
oh,
this
yeah.
is, like, one of my high school friends. I should answer it. Yeah. Yeah.
That happened to me before. It was my own number, and it kept calling and calling and calling, and it's so stupid. So I
oh,
blocked
yeah.
it. And then mm-hmm. years later, I got a MacBook. I don't think I had one before, and I got a MacBook, and I could not sync up the texting and calling. I was getting so mad, and I talked to like 10 different Apple people, and I was like, look, I've already done all this. Can you just get to the point? Like, I was like restarting my computer and logging in, logging out. And he goes, random question, but have you ever blocked your own number? Like, I know this sounds crazy, and I was like, wait.
We don't.
I have.
It breaks my fucking heart, though, how many fucking scam Ugh. Phone callers also just prey on elderly people,
I know.
Too. And make them seem like they owe them money, or this is the bank calling, and then these old
yeah.
people are just giving away their entire financial information and draining their whole account
I
overnight.
Know.
Like, those people need to go to jail.
I know.
Death to all of
death
them.
Death penalty.
A Real Housewife did that. And now she's in jail with Elizabeth Holmes.
Wait, she scammed people?
Yeah.
Aren't all the housewives rich?
Yeah.
Yeah, but all of them get arrested for something.
Yeah, no, like literally the FBI, it like happened while they were filming.
It was great.
So Homeland Security, the FBI all showed up to arrest this woman. She's currently serving, I think she only has to serve 6 years. She'll probably get out earlier for like good behavior. But like the first weekend, like she had all the inmates, like she was writing like a play of her life for the inmates to like act out, and they all like love her. And then that's the same prison Elizabeth Holmes got sentenced to.
Oh, shit.
So now they're hanging out in jail.
Wait, doing what's her
some
name?
White collar crime.
Yeah.
Jen Shaw. And there was a headline. It was so funny. It was like, Jen Shaw teaches Elizabeth Holmes how to get abs in jail.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it seems like a fun, like, can I go? Like,
it's so sad.
And it's sad, like the scams too, where they make it also feel like you are donating to like your community,
oh,
or
yeah.
you're donating to a charity. Like
yeah.
they'll be like, you know, we're with the local fire department. We represent like the charity. You know, this money goes back to all this. But like really, the local fire department or police department that you think you're donating to only is getting maybe 5% of
Yeah.
whatever amount.
I feel like that's a lot of them. Like when you donate at Goodwill or whatever, it's like, who's getting this money?
Yeah.
I know.
Really?
There's a great documentary on it. On
well, that's what
Max.
I saw someone saying. They were like, a law should be that churches should pay taxes.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't get like huge televangelists who live in $30 million homes.
No, it's
private jets made off of people's prayers.
Yup. Thoughts and prayers.
Huh? You get away with that?
No, it's not. Like, those mega churches, like, need to be taxed.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, heavily.
Yeah. Have you watched Righteous Gemstones?
I've seen, like, the first
yeah.
two seasons.
It's, like,
of
all
it.
About that. I how, like, obviously they're taking the money.
Yeah. I mean, it's so stupid. They have private jets.
It's everything. So funny. I feel like I said that somewhere one time. I posted Righteous Gemstones, and someone DM'd me And they were like, this is like so offensive. My dad is like the pastor at a mega church. It's not like that at all. Boo-hoo. And I'm like, you're
don't care.
Brainwashed.
Yeah. Get ready for the future.
And it's crazy. The people.
How many square feet is your house, girl?
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
Does it have an elevator?
The members of churches like that who sit there and listen to this guy who's like, you know, I had to buy this private plane. Y'all.
Yeah.
Jesus was calling me.
I was
me.
Closer to like, God.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, huh?
I know. Huh? I know. And I think it's like especially weird not growing up religious at all. As an adult seeing it, I'm like, what do these people think?
Yeah.
Like,
call right what? Now and I will pray for you. Just put that money in the envelope, send it, and I will pray for you.
Sometimes I get fed, you know, when you're scrolling TikTok and like lives will pop up. I get fed like somebody healing somebody outside of a campus or something. And I'm like, this is traumatic looking. Like these people, I don't know.
I like the ones where they roll around on the floor and scream.
Yeah.
Like they're having an exorcism. But like also, like if that's what you believe, like go you.
I mean, that would fully be me if I was like, oh, they think they'll just
I know, give me 5 years or something. Like, I don't know.
Speaking in tongues, it's so fun. Like, you know, like when people speak in tongues, it's like the spirits are moving through you and they're just like, it's just gibberish. Like,
yeah.
That's ridiculous, but if you told me that if I was like 8 years old, I would be like, shalom.
I know.
Like,
I would fall for it hard.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time I was at it was like a youth church that was in my hometown. All the cute girls were going, so we would just go, and it would be a rock band, and people would come over and like pray over you. And this woman was praying over me, and I was like, oh shit, is she speaking in French?
She's bilingual.
Me. Get a different language up in this. Let the French spirit roll through me. And I go back home and I'm like, Dad, this woman prayed over me. Fluent French. It was unbelievable. He goes, that was not French. That was tongues.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Is there like a, is that a language? Is there a specific,
like some sort of Latin or something?
Yeah. It's,
like, does it make sense when someone speaks in tongues? Can someone translate
understand?
It? Or is it just random?
It's just partial tongue.
I think it should. It's partial tongue. I think it is like Latin, but no, they just say it's like the spirit moving through you. So maybe if you record it and play it backwards, then it's like,
ooh, yeah. Oh. The devil is coming.
My new gas station drink with CBD is giving me insanely intrusive thoughts right now. Guys.
It's giving you intrusive thoughts.
What is it when you do? Oh my god, I'm actually like sitting here trying to listen to you all, and my brain's like, I hope a car doesn't come through the wall.
Oh my god, I think
like
about
bracing
that all the
myself
time.
Right now. I'm like, fuck. Oh,
just it's okay. It's not a main street, so we can. Yeah. I go to Pilates in a studio right off Ventura. It's like on Bull. And if I'm on the reformer that's next to the window, I've said it out loud, I'm like, what if a car drives through this?
Oh my god.
My instructor was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's scary.
I think about
it
a lot.
Loud. I couldn't even hear anything anyone was saying because I was like, oh my god.
No, you're fine. You're
say
you're pretty
out loud.
Yeah,
I'm like that with like cliffs.
Cliffs. But like, what would it be like?
Like when you're driving over them?
No, like if you're on like a hike or like, oh, we're going on a hike and we're looking at this amazing cliff. Like, I don't want to be near the cliff at all because like, I just want to go like whoop.
But I want to like throw my phone over it,
yes!
Jump off of it.
Oh,
and, like,
I think about that on my phone all the time. Like when I'm near bodies of water, I just want to like
throw your phone.
I don't
in the
want
water.
To, but I'm like, what if I do it? Like,
That is very funny. I found some like weird laws that are passed in every state.
Oh, okay. Love.
But I only got the really weird ones. So West Virginia in 1931, they passed a law banning lewd cohabitation and conduct before marriage. The crazy part to me, like, that's not crazy. The crazy part is that it was repealed in 2010. So, like, not that long
damn.
Ago.
So you couldn't, like, live with your significant other until 2010?
It was illegal.
I wonder if it was heavily enforced. I feel like
I
there's
doubt,
so
like,
many
any
laws.
Of these are enforced. Yeah, like, some of them are so silly.
It's like, it's like you can't sneeze in a church on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, like, some of them were like that.
Some states,
like,
you can't have more than two dogs. Like, you
I
can't
think
have
here's
more
like
than
four.
It's six cats here. I know that.
How many dogs do you have?
Three.
You got like a pound back there. I was watching a TikTok. I'm like, there's one, two, three.
Three. Oh, if I had a house, I'd have more. I want like a dog sanctuary.
Yeah, I love that.
I love dogs.
In Texas, did you know this one? Marriage by proxy are legal. So if
what's by proxy?
Like if you can't be there, someone else can go in your place.
What?
For my wedding?
Yeah.
Mike marries Patricia for you.
Just sub in?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
Like, that's kind of sick. Like,
hey, I don't feel like going. Can you just
on the
go
bench.
For me? You may now kiss the bride.
The bride and
Mike
the groom
and Patricia,
both can like switch it
Mike's
up.
Mike's making out with Patty.
I guess I want to know like the circumstance where that actually would
like,
be ideal.
Like if you're in the military.
And you can't be there.
Yeah.
But
what's the point then?
Exactly.
Right.
What if it,
legal.
Zoom.
Could you do it by Zoom, but still, like, the make person sure has she doesn't to be standing the there? You're like, the person holds the iPad up, like, in front of their face, and it's just like,
yeah.
Now kiss.
Okay, in Oklahoma, I love this one, but I would never live there because of it. Nosy people, according to state law, every person guilty of secretly loitering about any building with intent to overhear discourse and to repeat or publish that same annoy or injure others is guilty of a misdemeanor. So if you're like listening to people gossip and then you're gonna go say to people like that's a misdemeanor.
But how do they figure out that you did that?
Isn't that freedom of speech? Like, isn't that a law that kind of is like overriding freedom of speech?
I would love that mugshot. Just like charge for being nosy.
Charge for being a gossip.
the mugshot's like
like that is like one crime. I'd be like, yeah.
Sue me. See you in court.
She's trying to get some gossip, trying to get some tea.
Then I have this one about your great state, Carly.
Uh-oh.
It's illegal to get married in Nebraska if you have venereal disease.
What?
Okay.
But it says courts have later clarified that if the other spouse is aware of the disease at the time of marriage, they can't try to annul the marriage later on these grounds.
Oh.
What year was this implemented? In 1802?
I don't know. So just don't get STDs in Nebraska. Damn. And you can get married.
Okay.
At one point, Omaha was like the highest rated STD.
That's probably why they put this law into effect.
But you would have to be diagnosed with the venereal disease
prior to the... Well, I think if like you get an STD whilst you're married, like that just happens. But if your partner knows about your STD, they can't then come back and be like, she had an STD. I want to get out of my marriage.
It seems so ancient.
So yeah, make sure you text about it beforehand.
Yeah, there's
before all phone call conversations.
It's pretty crazy.
Which you're like, I said that one time. Were you not listening?
I told Aaron this the other day, which shocked me, but interracial marriage was not legal in Alabama until 2002. Oh.
2002?
Yeah. And it was legal for most states in like the 60s. I think 50s, 60s. Yeah.
They're so progressive.
It was great. I was like, oh my God.
I'm scared of Alabama.
Me too.
That's where he got married. Yeah. But Birmingham was very cute. I like Birmingham.
Yeah, it was charming.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is funny. It says, until 2015, Minnesota law limited nursing homes and senior centers to just 2 days of bingo per week. Even if you visited a nursing home resident, you were prohibited from playing bingo with them.
Oh, what?
Damn. Someone's bored.
Yeah.
In the bingo, though.
I love bingo. What else are they doing? Let them play bingo.
No, literally. Like, they're at the end days.
2015? Like, that was 10 years ago.
But if I was, like, an elderly person and I'm playing my bingo night and these young kids keep coming in and winning prizes...
Well,
get them out. I want my bingo.
Yeah, I don't know if that really has to do with that, but yeah.
I think it has everything to do with it.
But then you're like punishing the olds.
They're limiting the whole games. Or you're saying, oh, my bad, I heard it
so
as...
So like even if like your grandkids come to visit you, like you're not allowed. Even if it's like...
Oh...
Someone's just bored. Like, why is
100%.
I would love to go play some bingo.
I love bingo.
I go. My parents live in Vegas, and we always go to Red Rock and play bingo. It's so fun.
How much is like the buy-in? Or like,
I think it's like 40 something bucks to play the game.
We would play when I would go camping at this one particular campground. It would be candy bar bingo. So you would wager a candy bar, and then whoever wins gets the pot of candy.
Oh, damn!
Shit.
Wow,
it was very fun.
Damn.
As a youth.
Yeah.
This one's interesting, actually, that billboards are illegal in Hawaii, and I actually love that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, interesting.
Because they're like, we want to protect all of our, like, scenery. It's so beautiful. Why would we put these big fucking ugly things up?
Love it.
Really good.
I think there's also a city in Argentina, like a big one, where advertising, though, is illegal, like, externally. Like, the city, it's really striking when you go there because there's no ads on anything. But
do you hear a ringing?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like,
it's been happening a while.
We all should have said no.
Like almost like a vacuum, but also not. And then these last two. In New York, a police officer can issue a $25 fine for flirting.
Are you kidding me?
Flirting.
Lock me up, baby.
Yeah.
Guilty as sin.
Flirting. Yeah. And then in California, I thought this was so interesting. It is illegal to cry on the witness stand in LA.
What?
I'd be locked up.
Yeah, it says the LAPD enforces this law. If a judge thinks a witness is crying too much, they may hold them in contempt.
Oh, maybe if it's like over dramatic.
Totally.
Like,
they gotta have those tissues fast.
I would literally be immediately put in a cell.
Me too. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. Aaron wouldn't even get there yet. They're crying.
Like, if it was like over a parking ticket, I'd be like, I don't know.
You'd cry on the way there.
I would start crying more. Like, no, I'm crying. Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. I'm crying.
Yeah. No, that's the worst. It's like when the tears first break, they just don't stop. Especially someone's like, are you okay? It's like, why'd you have to ask me that? I'm gonna cry now.
Yeah, I'm just such a crier, you know.
I cried in a minute.
I cried like two days ago. I love crying.
Yeah, it feels so nice. Yeah.
What makes you cry? Can like a song make you cry? A movie make you cry?
I'm very emotional. A song can make me cry. I cry a lot of happy cries.
Me too.
Like I love a happy cry.
I wish I did that.
When's your birthday?
June 30th.
Yeah,
I'm
me too.
Cancer.
Yeah, they have the same birthday.
No, I'm literally June 30th.
What?
We have the same birthday.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Happy birthday.
I was like, we're relating a lot in terms of this crying thing.
I have no idea.
Me when I just had to think about it, 25.
Oh, okay.
Me too. I'm also 25.
How old are you guys?
I'm 33.
How old do you think I am?
32.
Bingo.
Perfect.
Really?
Right on it. Yep.
Slay. And I'm also 33.
But yeah, I can't wait to be 30.
You what?
I can't wait to be 30.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Really great.
When I was your age, I was like, I'm going to be 30 soon.
No, I feel like I'm going to like thrive when I'm 30.
Yeah, it's not as scary as
30,
you think it's
30, 40, and thriving.
I'm thriving.
Exactly. Oh my, that's so weird. A healthcare is calling me.
See, that's why I would answer.
Should I answer?
When it says, it could be like writing, being like your prescription's ready.
It probably is. It actually is ready. It's been ready for a couple days. I need to go pick that up. I can read some fan submissions.
Let's hear it.
Listener submissions of laws they think should be different or changed. I like this one. Someone says, not a law, but I wish every state had the same laws. It'd be less confusing.
Yeah.
Which goes along with one I think, and I think a lot of people agree with this, weed should just be legalized.
Yeah.
Globally.
And abortion.
Yes. Weed and abortion should be legalized everywhere.
Do you think the drinking age should be 21?
Yeah.
What do you think it should? Oh, you think
it should be 21.
I think it should be 19.
I read somewhere that a state decreased it. Maybe it was Texas. They lowered it to 18. It might not have been Texas. No, but then like there was just so many DUIs happening that they then brought it back up.
I mean, you're just like too young and dumb.
I would have thought that would make underage drinking like,
I think it would be like that if it was like everywhere and you didn't like it's like, oh, they take the shackles off, you can be 18 now and then just go fucking crazy.
Because in other countries where you can drink at any age,
totally,
like France or whatever, they're Canada wine at dinner and stuff, and it's like they don't go crazy.
Exposed to it, so they're a little bit more responsible by the time they're of age. But like you make it 21, so kids are just binge drinking, getting in like so much danger when they get into college. But I just feel like 19 though, maybe it would.
We wouldn't have
high school kids. High school kids probably couldn't be able to buy the alcohol, but when you get to college, you can.
Yeah.
But I do think if you're in the military, you should be able to drink.
I agree.
I mean, you're putting your life on the line for the country.
Yeah. I mean, it is silly ages are.
Drink in the military?
Well, you're just like, it's not 21. Legal because you're 18.
Oh,
if
I thought you just like meant in general.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
No.
I was like, okay.
No vodka on the front lines. Make declawing animals illegal, especially
I
cats.
I saw something about this.
Which I totally agree with. It's not good to declaw cats. It's like their fingers, basically.
Yeah, I saw literally yesterday. It was like when you cut them, like all the ligaments come off.
Yeah, it's really painful.
I wish I knew that.
I know.
I had a cat as a kid was declawed in the front.
Mine too. I think it was really common when like we were little to declaw cats.
Like dogs' ears getting snipped.
Yeah.
So sad. And their tails. Just for aesthetic.
For aesthetics, like Dobermans have like have like floppy ears, but they cut them so they stay straight up like that.
Oh,
and like literally no reason.
Dobermans, if you see them, have that, but it's literally because they chop their ears off.
Oh,
yeah,
and their tails too.
Yeah, is it called doxing?
One of my dogs has a little nub. I don't know why. He's from the shelter, but it's like a little tiny nub.
Just wiggles.
I know, but also could have broke or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe they had to take it.
I know one of my cats, when she was like a kitten, had to get all her teeth removed except for like everything behind her, like vampire teeth. And I'm like, I wish I kept the teeth. I wish I had them.
Like a little necklace of
teeth. I'm like, I just want a little buttercup
teeth.
Huh?
These teeth. I have my dog's puppy teeth.
Because
they would fall out and they would just be around my house. And I'm like, it's so cute. I can't throw it out.
Well, if moms will keep their children's teeth, like, why can't we keep our pets?
Exactly.
Somebody that's made me giggle. Someone said yellow traffic lights should be 10 seconds. I don't know how long they are, though.
They're too quick.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, I feel like they are really quick.
10 seconds.
It's really long.
I always hit the roof when I go under it.
Yeah.
My cousin would do, and then touch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why?
It's like a good, it's like a good omen thing.
Good omen. Like, okay. It's a good one to have.
Noted.
Back in our day, we also did slug bug. Well, we did. I think you said something else.
Punch buggy?
Punch buggy, yeah. Someone said drinking age should be 18. We got a lot of those, actually.
I don't know.
Like 19.
I'm thinking of like me at 18.
You're still in high school in 18. A lot of kids are still in high school. I don't think like you should be.
Yeah.
Being able to go to the bar and then you still have to make AP English the next day.
Also would be freaky if you're like 21 at the bar and there's like an 18-year-old.
Right.
Like if you go to the...
Or like you're 35 and there could be 18-year-olds there.
Yeah, like, or like scary. The club or something.
I don't...
Because like, I feel safe at bars where it's like older. Everyone's older, you know.
Also, thinking of bars though, I hate it when like, you know, we close at 2, but at 1:30, lights are on, no more bar service, we're done. Everybody out. Like,
yeah.
You said till 2.
Well, that'd be me. Right. I'd be like, everyone, I have to prepare to close. So sorry, it's on your on my schedule.
Get out of here.
Somebody said make ghosting illegal. Straight to jail if you ghost someone. how do you guys feel about ghosting?
I think it depends on the situation.
It depends on how crazy the person is too.
Yeah, because I feel like some people use it as like, they like played with my emotions and left, and it's like, everyone ghosts.
I think if somebody ghosts you, you should just take it as a sign as that's not a person you want around you, because that's probably how they communicate. And they're
I think imagine like, if you were like dating someone for a year.
Well,
and
that's
then they
different.
Ghost you.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, it also depends on the context.
That would be crazy.
Well, yeah,
I would say bye.
Yes.
Even if I was friends with somebody for years and they just ghosted me, I'd be like, whoa.
That just happened to someone I know.
Oh yeah, it did.
Really?
Yeah, really fucked up.
Yeah, we've got another situation on our hands.
Another one. Can you believe?
I gotta hear about it.
And he's like, I know everything you're
there's
talking
always
about.
A situation.
This
always.
One made me laugh out loud. It says, if you didn't use your college degree, you don't have to pay the loans.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah. It's really funny. It's hell like, yeah. Actually, bank, I'm not working in this field, yeah. So sorry. I think that's a great...
Yeah, but then people would just scam their whole education. You would just go in and...
I know, that's true.
Like, I'm just going to switch it so I don't have to pay it.
I'm going
to
be a doctor.
I like this one too. It said, if I could make a law, it would be that people in the passing lane who aren't passing be arrested. So if you're in the passing lane and you're not, you're just staying there.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. You
like
gotta pass.
If you're slow, though.
If you're slow, yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I took from that one. Somebody said, this one is funny. I'd add a law. If you vote for a convicted felon, you get a felony added to your record.
Oh, yes.
Let's implement that one now.
Yeah, that one now. Someone said, I think you should be able to run a red light if no one is there. Like, no one's around.
That seems fair. I see, like, yeah, but then, like, that could probably be real bad.
Yeah.
It could. But there's a specific intersection that I, like, have run the red light so many times because I have a clear view. It's literally...
In L.A.?
Yes. It's where Emma used to live. It was, like, about to get on the freeway. So it's a street. You're at a stoplight. In front of you, if you go straight, it's just the freeway. So you can go left, right, go on the freeway. It's the red light literally stays there for, I'm not even kidding, like 10 minutes. Like, it takes so long. So, like, the first couple times I actually waited, and then I was like, I can see clearly. It's not like anyone's turning anywhere. I think that's when it gets sketchy. It's like, oh, maybe there's people, like, with a turn light.
I just do a red on red, and then a U-turn, and then a red on red again.
Yeah.
I'm scared to run
you
through
it. You do it, like, so legally.
Nothing makes me more mad when they have the no right on red sign. Like, why?
Like,
why?
I know.
Let me go right on red. Let me go left on red.
Yeah, let me do whatever I want on red. Someone said, TJ will like this one. Mm-hmm. Illegal to listen to devices in public without headphones. No exceptions.
Yeah. Someone was just, we got coffee on Saturday morning. It's like 8:30 in the morning. We're sitting out there just chatting. And then some guy at the table next to us by himself just puts music on his phone.
Can't.
Sir? Sir.
Especially was it inside?
No, we were just like outside the coffee shop. But it's like quiet hours.
I know, I don't understand that.
I kind of love when someone walks around with a huge speaker, I'm not going to lie.
Well,
like
the huge speaker
the streets
is a statement.
And they're just holding it and it's like obnoxiously loud because I'm like, okay.
That doesn't bother me as much because that's like
a
thing.
Fuck.
Yeah, but when someone just like when I worked at Target, there were so many people that would walk around full blast music bumping through their phone. I'm like,
That's weird.
What are you doing?
Carly was referencing my husband. We were on a hike like last year, and the woman walking in front of us, she was blasting music.
On a hike?
Yeah, just like on her phone, like the loudest it could go. And then TJ was getting so upset. And I was like, whatever, let her live. And then he was so mad. And then he put on like hardcore music and just gets up close to her. And I literally was like, I'm walking away from you. I like walked away from him. And he's like, she needed to learn.
Holy shit.
I saw like a, I don't think, she wasn't mentally all there, but she was blasting like an audiobook, but it was audiobook, just that's full blast. Like, best. Oh, he cupped
then
her under breast and then proceeded down her milky thighs. I'm like, Jesus,
oh my God.
Where were you?
I don't know, like on the
like
Hollywood.
On a hike?
Not on a hike, just walking in the streets of LA.
Do you read books like Colleen Hoover? Or just like any fun.
I am so bad at reading.
I mean, that's totally
I'll
fine.
Listen to an audiobook, but I like, my favorite book's Julia Fox's book. Like, I like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Like my memoirs? Queen. Or just like people that are cool.
People that are cool.
People that are cool.
Like Britney Spears' book. Like,
okay, when
that's all I'm really into.
It's time. Or he says.
Oh.
Well.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh. We're all out of time.
Damn. Well, thank you, Emmy, for coming.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you.
I got choked on my drink while I was sitting there.
You're creative.
You're creative, drink.
Emmy, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Instagram. My name's Emmy Hartman. Or you can listen to my music on Spotify. My name is Emmy.
And it's really good. Yay. You should.
Please, we'll have it linked down below. Please go listen to her music. Go check out all of her stuff. This was wonderful. If you enjoyed this episode, please like it. Please leave a comment down below. And go watch all of our other episodes as well. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Please go register to vote. Thank you.
Register to vote.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.